So you've decided to harness that passion and the inspiration that he had into setting up a scholarship?
Yeah, it's called the Christian Gavard Memorial Scholarship for Inspiration in the Performing Arts.
How is it going to work?
Well, we've decided, a good friend of his, Steve Bellamy, was the one who organized this and put this together and brought it to our attention and felt that it would be really important to honor Christian's artistic devotion and inspiration. So the school he graduated from, Bluefield High School on Prince Edward Island, as well as the school that he taught at in Montreal,
Laurier-MacDonald
High School, will both receive some money from the scholarship, and it will go to a deserving graduate who is pursuing further study in the performing media arts, and who has demonstrated some of the same qualities as Christian by providing inspiration, encouragement, and support for their peers.
Now, is this a one-off scholarship, or do you hope that it will be sustaining
for
the future?
Yeah. We hope it continues for as long as we can allow it continue, which is why we're doing these sort of fundraisers.
So tell me what's happening on Saturday night.
Really, we just wanted to get a lot of the players Christian has played with over the years together. We're doing this mostly with two different bands. One is Vintage. Christian played with those guys for many years. At that point, they were called Great White North or some different names. The other group he spent a lot of time with before he got sort of into those sort of classic rock kind of four-piece groups were like R&B bands playing the sax. I play trumpet in one of those bands. I play bass guitar now. And we'll be playing with a group called Dry Toast, which Christian has performed with before, and they were kind of a spin-off of Briefcase. Christian was sort of never officially a member, but he performed with the band many times. What we're going to do basically is just have a few sets from each band. I mean, we'll be playing R&B music and funk stuff, and Vintage will probably be playing everything else. So there's going to be a big variety of music. I think we're planning on starting the music around 10, I think, is the plan right now. Doors open at 9. This is on May 5th at Fishbone. So what we're doing is we're taking... everybody's donating their time, by the way. So we're going to take all the proceeds and put them towards this scholarship. And I'm sure we'll be doing this again. Like this, it just seemed like the right thing to do. I mean, it was an easy decision. I wouldn't be producing shows and doing all the things I've done if I'd never met Christian. And this is what he would do for any of us.